confirms to me what I'm about to preach to you this morning. I want to talk to you about how a Christian should respond to tragedy. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. God has put this upon my heart. You know what? Preaching involves at least two, explaining the Bible and how it relates to everyday life. Am I right? And the second is to take everyday lives, the heartaches and the tragedies that take place and around us, everything goes on around us, and explain it in the light of the Scripture. And praise God, this morning I do that with that purpose in mind, with that thought in my mind. Remember this, how a Christian should respond to tragedy. I'm going to be over in the Psalms, the 46th chapter, beginning with the first verse. We're going to read the whole thing, 11 verses. While you're turning there, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's stand. I want us to stand this morning while I read this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God help her, and that right are early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttereth his voice, the earth melted. Is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots and fire. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let us pray. Father, as we come this morning, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would use this sermon this morning, Lord. And Father, that it would be for the upbuilding and the glory of your and this morning, that you know what? That hearts would be open, that they would be receptive, Lord. And that Father, that Lord, that you would use me, Father, in a way to be pleasing unto you, that it could be brought out in Jesus. Like you have I experienced a wide variety of emotions since Friday. I've been in shock, I've been in disbelief sometimes, horror, anger, and outrage. You know what? I've run the full gauntlet of emotions and grief that those families must be going through. You know, they've lost those loved ones. A senseless act of terrorism is what they've done. Exactly what they've done. My heart truly aches for those people over in Paris, and I hope yours does too. You know what? There's those out there that only contemplate. The only thing that they want to do is get revenge. There are people out there, that's the way that they feel. I remember after 9/11, if many of you in here well do also, I heard everything, so let's just drop the atomic bomb on it and just wipe out the whole thing. I heard that. But as Christians and as believers of Christ, I want to tell you something now. You know, how should we handle this? How should we respond whenever people come against us? These events seemingly unfold around us almost every month, do they not? It seems like I'm standing up here preaching to you, either about Sandy Hook or up in the north, wherever those children were massacred, or I'm preaching at some other event that happens in this world. I'm here to tell you this morning, and as I've told you, it is not going to get any better. It's not. We've got to watch how we respond. We've got to. We must not get caught up in the world's perspective and how the world perceives that we should respond. Amen? That's how they respond to tragedy. That's how they respond to it. Let's just go and take care of it and respond to stuff like that. But you and I hold up the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. Am I right? We must always look at things through the prism of God's Word whenever we make statements like that. Romans 12:9 tells me, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay, saith the Lord, what he said. Should do, or the French government should do. I will say this, that they should respond with it, that there should be enormous amounts of wisdom go into our prayers. We should pray that God will handle them and give them the wisdom that is needed to handle what needs. Church, that's my purpose this morning. As we deal with this stuff and as we look at what's going on, allow Him to speak to us through His Word. My desire for myself and my church this morning is, brothers and sisters, we'd respond as Christians, not just as Americans. Can you say amen to that? Okay. You remember whenever General Wesley Clark made this statement, he said, it was in an interview, and he said this, "We will never be the same as a country." Do you remember him saying that? I remember him saying that. Do you know what I thought was in myself? I hope not. And you say, "Preacher, why did you say something like that?" I said, "I hope not, because the worst thing that could happen after a tragedy is that completed, we look at this stuff, that we go back to the same way that we were. We must not stay the same. We must not stay the same, and I'll tell you why. We must never be the same again. The United States of America have been headed down the wrong path for a long time up to that point. God allowed a wake-up call on 9/11 that morning. Remember how we as a nation started turning back to God then? We prayed. We came together as a core. And while that happened, you know what we did? We came together and we turned back to God for a little bit, did we not? And that's why I said within myself whenever because I knew how God had trying to shake us and get us. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 2 says this, "The Lord, thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded to thee, that all nations of the earth, and overtake thee, thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." That was given to Israel, I know. You're going to say that was, but praise God, I'm going to tell you something. I believe God is not a respecter of persons. And if the United States of America just ran to you right there, praise God, God would do what He promised that He would do. Protecting hand would have been upon us, no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. A nation strong, Billy Graham said this, a nation strong in their trust in God, the source of their strength cannot be their government. We must return to God. Isn't that the truth? That's why Dave Long was hoping that we would never get back. But as you well know, not only have we got back on that path, the path has got wider. Matthew 7, 13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Who there be that find it?" Folks, the path has gotten wider in this country. And we wonder, we look around and we see all the tragedies that are happening. Everything that's going on around this world. I understand. Because the world, because our nation has turned their backs on God. It's going to wax worse and worse. The writer of Psalm 46, you know, his world was crumbling all around him. This is what this is about. Does it remind you of anything today? Does it remind you of anything at all? The psalm was written with the nation of Israel in mind. I understand that. But it certainly applies to every nation that turns their back on God today. Look at Psalm 46, 1 and 3 again. Let's look at that. And it says, 1, 2, 3, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah." Folks, in the midst of whatever you're going through, be your refuge. He desires to be the refuge for those people that are facing what they are doing right over in Paris right now. All those that have lost their lives and the families are left to struggle with that. And I'm here to tell you this morning, God desires to be your refuge this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling. All you have to do is... The word refuge literally means to flee. Running. It says running into a shelter. You know what? The idea is that God wants you to run to Him for protection. He wants us to run to Him for protection. Whenever we are feeling threatened, whenever we are feeling like we can't handle it on our own. The word strength implies that we can rely on His might And we can. I'm here to tell you this morning, we can rely on God that we serve. Always remember, as this world continues to always head toward destruction, no matter what we see in the future, and we are going to see worse than what we have seen. I'm here to tell you, I believe that God has shown me that. You and I are going to see worse before we are taken out of this world. That ocean's not going to stop this. It's not. We are headed for destruction. We are headed for that. And let me tell you, we read here before you this morning, God is our refuge. Proverbs 14:26. And the fish shall have a place of refuge. How many of you His children here this morning? Raise your hand. We have a refuge if we are His children. God is calling us today not to live in fear, because He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our help. We can run to Him and we cannot have to be afraid. Let the heathen rage. Let it do what's going to come down the pike. I'm telling you, let it all happen because God is our refuge. Even as this crazy, evil-filled world turns around us, folks, remember, keep it up front. He will do His part. He will do His part to protect us. In verse 2, the writer tells us this. Listen to this. Therefore, will we not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea? He's describing where in that time the things that could ever happen. Now is still your refuge. Can you say amen to that? I believe that. I believe it. You know, even though the earth gives way, it tells us, or the landscape suddenly changes in your life. I don't know what you'll have made, because the God that we serve is bigger than all this. Amen. And He is our refuge, Jamie. Amen. He is it. Listen, if you can imagine, think about that. Imagine the worst thing that could possibly happen to you today. Just remember this, whenever that does, whenever it comes knocking at your door, God is He's still there. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm sorry I had to preach this. Some fear sometimes can get us. And you know what? It how that they go about it, and they try to make it out like it's this. And I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me. If I could not stand upon God, I'd get down out of here and not even preach another sermon, Greg. If I could not believe that I could, if I do not believe that you could not stand upon Him, I would do the same. But I believe He can take care of you. I'm not up here trying to prophesy to you, but I'm telling you, folks, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. These tragedies continue to mount up. Listen, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It said, listen to this. You know, beautifully puts it this way. It said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive them their sins and will heal their land. Do you want to do something about America? Pray for the healing of this land. Pray that we would get and know and repent of our sins and turn back to a God. Then our lands will be healed. Then our lands will be healed. But it will not happen until that point. And I'll tell you what, I do not believe at this point this country is willing to do it, even what has happened. I'll tell you what. I want to tell you something. I want to pause right now and I want you to reflect in your own heart this morning. I want you to reflect in your own heart this morning. You know what? Confess, church, the sins of our nation right now. Reflect on that. And then just think upon that in yourselves this morning. Because we need to reflect on that if we're ever going to see God. It should be. Look at verse 4 and 7. There's a river. It says, there's a river, the streams of those tide. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. That right early, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. The utterance of His voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Do you know what city He was talking about right here? He's talking about Jerusalem. And you know why He's talking about Jerusalem as having a river? Because God is here. He is that river that flows through it. He is the huge. That's why. Yeah, there was no river to run through Jerusalem at that time. All the other major cities had it. But you know what? They fell. But praise God, Jerusalem still stands today because God is their refuge. Amen. man alive. Praise God. You know, with us, we have the one true God with us. God's grace flows through us like a river. You know what? It flows through us like in gladness and joy of His people. God's presence with His people is one of the truths that's found in the Bible. I'll tell you what, if I couldn't believe that, I'll tell you there's nothing else we could believe if we do not believe God is with us every step of the way of one of His people. We have heard this. Listen to me. The Virgin, where have you heard this? The Lord God Almighty is with us. The Virgin will conceive and give birth. You know what? And it said Emmanuel, and it said God is with us, right? Listen to me. If we accept Jesus Christ as we have into our heart, listen, not only do we have the Son of God, but we have God as our refuge in our hearts. What an amazing thought. Isn't that not an amazing thought to have God with us every step we have to face? No matter what bad thing comes our way, no matter what may be up against us down the road, that God is with us. We can start a brand new day with and know that He is here. Lamentations 3:22 and 20. You've heard this before, Bible. And it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Every morning. Great is your God is faithful to us. He will never. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Worth yellow? That's worth hanging on the refrigerator? That's worth a lot of different things. Remember that. As a child of God, His compassion is with us every morning. Begins anew. God is present with us. We can depend on God. You know what? It said verses 8 through 11. I'm going to go on down through here a little bit. Come, behold the works of the Lord, that what desolation He has made in the earth. Seeth unto the end of the earth. He burneth the chariots in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Listen to me. He is in control. You see stuff going on around this world? God, you say, well, why does God allow this to happen? We are called to be still and know that I am God. It's what He's telling us to do. Be still means to cast and let it fall down. What He's trying to say, it's a picture of us putting our hands down to our side. And this is what this means and saying, God, You're in control and I am totally Yours and You do with me what You want. And that is what that's supposed to be a picture of. That's what that means. I've studied in the Greek. He's trying to tell us to put our hands down to our side. You see what's going on in this world out here. We're not supposed to try to correct it or make control. We're supposed to put our hands down to our side and say, God, You're in control. He cannot make no sense of it. I often think of this. I seen a thing the other day. I was thinking out there about people questioning why God allows bad things to happen. And this guy's preacher went into it and he said, if you read over in Genesis, the first chapter, it said what to do. And there's chapters over there and it said, whenever God was done, He said all things were what? Were they not? They were good and perfect. That's what it means. And I'll tell you what, praise God, this was kind. Mankind, you know what? We had our own way. We let sin slip into this world. We let the, if you see what's going on out here in this world today, it's not because of God. Do not blame God. And you know what? We are still doing that today. Still doing it today. And we wonder why so much bad stuff happens. It's because sin came into the world so many years ago. It's why. Listen, it's difficult to know how to respond sometimes. You know, in our field compelled to include 5 steps that I think we should do. I think 5 steps that people should do. Get right with God is the first one. Everybody in here with God, we need to get right with God. Amen. You know what? Those people died on Friday. We're not planning to die. Do you understand that? They got up that morning, going out about their business, maybe going out on the town that night. And guess what? They wake up in eternity today. I don't know. I'm not their judge on their souls. I don't know how many of them went to heaven or how many of them went to hell. But I'm sure that there's a few of them that went both ways. Christian people, we need to tell everybody, our friends, our neighbors, our family. Listen to me. You get right with God now because too unpredictable. Am I right? Too unpredictable. And you know what? We need to let those around us, our loved ones, we come in contact every day, know that God could come, that their lives could end right now, this very day. Just like what happened. You know what? I hate to say that we could use something like this as a way, but you know what? Whatever means it takes to get a soul saved. Get ready for the return of Jesus. That's number 2. It's a reminder that this world will not last forever. And I believe that it will not last forever. I say that I believe that Jesus Christ is going to come back one of these days and split the eastern sky and take His church out of this world.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
Tell others about Jesus. Tell others about Jesus. And you know what? We friends, listen to me. A crisis always creates the opportunity, is what I'm trying to say. A crisis will always create an opportunity. What happened to Sandy Hook, whatever it is, we have the opportunity to tell them that God is still in control and that we need to be right and that they need to be right. And folks, it's time for the church to be the church. Let's praise everything depends on God. Let's pray that way because it does depend on God. Amen? Love people who are different than us, and that's the last point that I want to say. We have got to love people who are different than us. Amen? Jesus spoke these same words, but listen, whenever He said this in Matthew 5:43-45, He said, "You have heard that it is said, love your neighbors and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." That was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what? The greatest preacher that ever preached right there. And He's telling us to love our enemies. Man, that's radical. Is it not? But it's the truth, and it will work if we do it. I want to tell you something this morning. I believe this is the biblical handle, all this stuff going on. I believe it is. And I believe that we should take His word about this as I got this sermon together. I'll tell you how I've been battled on this sermon. My wife knows this. I have two computers at the house that I get on. I go to get on one of them, it will not come up. I'd already had all my notes on that and everything. It will not come up. I got up this morning, about 4:30 this morning, and I went back out, and I sat down, and I wrote all the notes again. I believe it's important. God wanted this morning. But how we're supposed to respond. We're going to get a lot of that. I know you will be. People are going to ask you questions. Why did God allow this? Why this? Why that? I'm telling you here this morning, listen to me. We know how we can react. We know what the Bible says, and we need to stand upon it. Amen. They come and get a song.